In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, according to USDA, U.S. sugar policy will continue to operate without cost to taxpayers over the next decade, just as it has since 2002. Good news for all, as American Sugar Alliance economist Jack Roney says, before the 2008 Farm Bill was put into place, sugar policy was projected to cost $1.3 billion over 10 years.
What we're seeing is that the Farm Bill is working well, and the industry is in balance.
Thanks to the design of the sugar program, Roney explains there is only a cost to the American taxpayer if the U.S. imports more sugar than it can absorb, something that hasn't been an issue.
The industry has contracted somewhat. We have had some declines in acreage. We've had some terrible weather in cane areas. And the industry is recognizing that it really is not in a position to expand production. We've also had very strong consumption because consumers recognize the value of sugar as a natural sweetener and very low calorie. And so we have had the ability then to absorb sugar from Mexico to an extent that is not oversupplying our market.
But Roney does note that these are just projections, and drastic policy changes and trade issues could undo the savings.
There could be the danger and the threat of taxpayer costs if in the Doha round of the WTO we make further concessions on sugar, or if in bilateral and regional free trade agreements that we might negotiate and force more foreign sugar in here that we don't need.
Sugar farmers will carry their message to lawmakers in the next coming weeks during face-to-face meetings in Washington, D.C.
We've got a very positive story to tell when we go before Congress and say we've got a program here that's working. We've got producers managing to stay in business, consumers getting plenty of sugar at a very high quality and dependable delivery, and we're doing this all at no cost to taxpayers.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.